Good day, prayer warriors, as we continue to pray across America with the National Day of Prayer groups across the country. Today, we're praying for Virginia and North Carolina. So, Father, we lift up Virginia, the capital, Richmond, population over 8.6 million. It is considered the mother of presidents and states because 8 presidents were born there and 8 states were created from there. It's the oldest continuous lawmaking body in the New World, and it introduced the tobacco strain that became its primary export early on. The Norfolk Naval Station is the largest in the world where it is housed, and over 62% of its geography is covered by forests. We thank you, Father, for Virginia. We acknowledge our continual need for them to draw near to you in all of their ways. We pray, Father, that you will direct their paths, that Virginians would see their state and our country as one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We pray they will hold fast to the Founding Fathers' vision. We pray you will use them to meet the needs of the large number of government and military leaders seeking your wisdom and discernment. We pray for the physical, emotional, and mental health needs of their families, churches, teachers, students, and administrators. We pray for their media and businesses be led by truth tellers who are honest and act honestly, courageously, and with integrity. We thank you that their states, oceans in the east and the mountains in the west, and we pray for your guidance in the many colleges, farms, and homes across this commonwealth. In Jesus' name, we lift up North Carolina, which capital is Raleigh and population over 10.4 million, known as the Tar Heel State, famous for being the site of the Wright brothers' first successful power flight in 1903 at Kitty Hawk, birthplace to the Pepsi Cola in 1898, and the home of the largest private home in America, Biltmore Estate, the only place where the Venus flytrap grows natively in the wild. First gold rush happened there in 1799, and the first public university began, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. It is the largest producer of sweet potatoes, and we thank you for that which it provides the rest of our nation. We pray for every man, woman, and boy and girl in the state of North Carolina, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that their eyes of understanding would be enlightened so they would know the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ's calling, where are the riches of the glory of your inheritance for them, and they would know the exceeding greatness of your power and your working in their lives, that they would live a better and more godly life, a God life and an empowered life, a transformed life in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, you are Lord of Virginia and Lord of North Carolina.